Ezechiel chapter 21. The destruction of Jerusalem by the sword is further described. The ruin also of the Ammonites is foreshown. And finally Babylon, the destroyer of others, shall be destroyed. 21:1. And the word of the Lord came to me, saying, 21:2. Son of man, set thy face toward Jerusalem, and let thy speech flow towards the holy places, and prophesy against the land of Israel. 21:3. And say to the land of Israel, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I come against thee, and I will draw forth my sword out of its sheath, and will cut off from thee the just, and the wicked. 21:4. And forasmuch as I have cut off from thee the just and the wicked, therefore shall my sword go forth out of its sheath against all flesh, from the south even to the north. 21:5. That all flesh may know that I the Lord have drawn my sword out of its sheath not to be turned back. 21:6. And thou, son of man, mourn with the breaking of thy loins, and with bitterness I before them. 21:7. And when they shall say to thee, why mournest thou? Thou shalt say, for that which I hear, because it cometh, and every heart shall melt, and all hands shall be made feeble, and every spirit shall faint, and water shall run down every knee. Behold, it cometh, and it shall be done, saith the Lord God. 21:8. And the word of the Lord came to me, saying, 21:9. Son of man, prophesy, and say, thus saith the Lord God, say, the sword is sharpened, and furbished. 21:10. It is sharpened to kill victims. It is furbished that it may glitter. Thou removest the scepter of my son, thou hast cut down every tree. Thou removest the scepter of my son. He speaks, according to Street, Jerome, to the sword of Nebuchadnezzar, which was about to remove the scepter of Israel, whom God here calls his son. 21:11. And I have given it to be furbished, that it may be handled. This sword is sharpened, and it is furbished, that it may be in the hand of the slayer. 21:12. Cry, and howl, O son of man, for this sword is upon my people, it is upon all the princes of Israel, that are fled. They are delivered up to the sword with my people, strike therefore upon thy thigh. 21:13. Because it is tried, and that when it shall overthrow the scepter, and it shall not be, saith the Lord God. 21:14. Thou therefore, O son of man, prophesy, and strike thy hands together, and let the sword be doubled, and let the sword of the slain be tripled. This is the sword of a great slaughter, that maketh them stand amazed. 21:15. And languish in heart, and that multiplieth ruins. In all their gates I have set the dread of the sharp sword, the sword that is furbished to glitter, that is made ready for slaughter. 21:16. Be thou sharpened, go to the right hand, or to the left, which way soever thou hast a mind to set thy face. 21:17. And I will clap my hands together, and will satisfy my indignation. I the Lord have spoken. 21:18. And the word of the Lord came to me, saying, 21:19. And thou son of man, set thee two ways, for the sword of the king of Babylon to come. Both shall come forth out of one land, and with his hand he shall draw lots, he shall consult at the head of the way of the city. 21:20. Thou shalt make a way that the sword may come to Rabbath of the children of Ammon, and to Judah and to Jerusalem the strong city. 21:21. For the king of Babylon stood in the highway, at the head of two ways, seeking divination, shuffling arrows. He inquired of the idols, and consulted entrails. 21:22. On his right hand was a divination for Jerusalem, two set battering rams, two open the mouth in slaughter, two lift up the voice in howling, two set engines against the gates, two cast up a mount, two build forts. 21:23. And he shall be in their eyes as one consulting the oracle in vain, and imitating the leisure of Sabas. But he will call to remembrance the iniquity that they may be taken. 21:24. Therefore thus saith the Lord God, because you have remembered your iniquity, and have discovered your prevarications, and your sins have appeared in all your devices. Because, I say, you have remembered, you shall be taken with the hand. 21:25. But thou profane wicked prince of Israel, whose day is come that hath been appointed in the time of iniquity, thou profane, etc. He speaks to King Sedecius, who had broken his oath, and was otherwise a wicked prince. 21:26. Thus saith the Lord God, remove the diadem, take off the crown. Is it not this that hath exalted the low one, and brought down him that was high? Is it not this that hath exalted the low one? The royal crown of Judah had exalted Zedekiah from a private state and condition to the sovereign power, as the loss of it had brought down Jeconias, etc. 21:27. I will shew it to be iniquity, iniquity, iniquity. But this was not done till he came to whom judgment belongeth, and I will give it him. I will shew it to be iniquity, etc. Or, I will overturn it, this, the crown of Judah for the manifold iniquities of the kings. But it shall not be utterly removed, till Christ come whose right it is, and who shall reign in the spiritual house of Jacob, that is, in his church, forevermore. 21:28. And thou, son of man, prophesy, and say, Thus saith the Lord God concerning the children of Ammon, and concerning their reproach, and thou shalt say, O sword, come out of the scabbard to kill, be furbished to destroy, and to glitter, concerning their reproach, by which they had reproached and insulted over the Jews, at the time of the destruction of Jerusalem. 21:29. Whilst they see vain things in thy regard, and they divine lies, to bring thee upon the necks of the wicked that are wounded, whose appointed day is come in the time of iniquity. 21:30. Return into thy sheath. I will judge thee in the place wherein thou wast created, in the land of thy nativity. Return into thy sheath, etc. The sword of Babylon, after raging against many nations, was shortly to be judged and destroyed at home by the Medes and Persians. 21:31. And I will pour out upon thee my indignation. In the fire of my rage will I blow upon thee, and will give thee into the hands of men that are brutish and contrive thy destruction. 21:32. Thou shalt be fuel for the fire, thy blood shall be in the midst of the land, thou shalt be forgotten. For I the Lord have spoken it. Ezekiel chapter 22. The general corruption of the inhabitants of Jerusalem, for which God will consume them as dross in his furnace. 22:1. And the word of the Lord came to me, saying, 22:2. And thou son of man, dost thou not judge, dost thou not judge the city of blood? 22:3. And thou shalt shew her all her abominations, and shalt say, Thus saith the Lord God, This is the city that sheddeth blood in the midst of her, that her time may come, and that hath made idols against herself, to defile herself. 22:4. Thou art become guilty in thy blood which thou hast shed, and thou art defiled in thy idols which thou hast made, and thou hast made thy days to draw near, and hast brought on the time of thy years. Therefore have I made thee a reproach to the Gentiles, and a mockery to all countries. 22:5. Those that are near, and those that are far from thee, shall triumph over thee. Thou filthy one, infamous, great in destruction. 22:6. Behold the princes of Israel, every one hath employed his arm in thee to shed blood. 22:7. They have abused father and mother in thee, they have oppressed the stranger in the midst of thee, they have grieved the fatherless and widow in thee. 22:8. Thou hast despised my sanctuaries, and profaned my sabbaths. 22:9. Slanderers have been in thee to shed blood, and they have eaten upon the mountains in thee, they have committed wickedness in the midst of thee. 22:10. They have discovered the nakedness of their father in thee, they have humbled the uncleanness of the menstruous women in thee. 22:11. And every one hath committed abomination with his neighbor's wife, and the father-in-law hath wickedly defiled his daughter-in-law, the brother hath oppressed his sister the daughter of his father in thee. 22:12. They have taken gifts in thee to shed blood. Thou hast taken usury and increase, and hast covetously oppressed thy neighbors. And thou hast forgotten me, saith the Lord God. 22:13. Behold, I have clapped my hands at thy covetousness, which thou hast exercised, and at the blood that hath been shed in the midst of thee. 22:14. Shall thy heart endure, or shall thy hands prevail in the days which I will bring upon thee? I the Lord have spoken, and will do it. 22:15. And I will disperse thee in the nations, and will scatter thee among the countries, and I will put an end to thy uncleanness in thee. 22:16. And I will possess thee in the sight of the Gentiles, and thou shalt know that I am the Lord. 22:17. And the word of the Lord came to me, saying, 22:18. Son of man, the house of Israel is become dross to me. All these are brass, and tin, and iron, and lead, in the midst of the furnace. They are become the dross of silver. 22:19. Therefore thus saith the Lord God, because you are all turned into dross, therefore behold I will gather you together in the midst of Jerusalem. 22:20. As they gather silver, and brass, and tin, and iron, and lead in the midst of the furnace, that I may kindle a fire in it to melt it, so will I gather you together in my fury and in my wrath, and will take my rest, and I will melt you down. 22:21. And will gather you together, and will burn you in the fire of my wrath, and you shall be melted in the midst thereof. 22:22. As silver is melted in the midst of the furnace, so shall you be in the midst thereof. And you shall know that I am the Lord, when I have poured out my indignation upon you. 22:23. And the word of the Lord came to me, saying, 22:24. Son of man, say to her, thou art a land that is unclean, and not rained upon in the day of wrath. 22:25. There is a conspiracy of prophets in the midst thereof. Like a lion that roareth and catcheth the prey, they have devoured souls, they have taken riches and hire, they have made many widows in the midst thereof. 22:26. Her priests have despised my law, and have defiled my sanctuaries. They have put no difference between holy and profane, nor have distinguished between the polluted and the clean. And they have turned away their eyes from my Sabbaths, and I was profaned in the midst of them. 22:27. Her princes in the midst of her are like wolves ravening the prey to shed blood, and to destroy souls, and to run after gains through covetousness. 22:28. And her prophets have daubed them without tempering the mortar, seeing vain things, and divining lies unto them, saying, thus saith the Lord God, when the Lord hath not spoken. 22:29. The people of the land have used oppression, and committed robbery. They afflicted the needy and poor, and they oppressed the stranger by calumny without judgment. 22:30. And I sought among them for a man that might set up a hedge, and stand in the gap before me in favor of the land, that I might not destroy it. And I found none. 22:31. And I poured out my indignation upon them, in the fire of my wrath I consumed them. I have rendered their way upon their own head, saith the Lord God. Ezekiel chapter 23. Under the names of the two harlots, Hulda and Oholibama, are described the manifold disloyalties of Samaria and Jerusalem, with the punishment of them both. 23:1. And the word of the Lord came to me, saying, 23:2. Son of man, there were two women, daughters of one mother. 23:3. And they committed fornication in Egypt, in their youth they committed fornication. There were their breasts pressed down, and the teats of their virginity were bruised. Committed fornication. That is, idolatry. 23:4. And their names were Hulda the elder, and Oholibama her younger sister. And I took them, and they bore sons and daughters. Now for their names, Samaria is Hulda, and Jerusalem is Oholibama. Hulda and Oholibama. God calls the kingdom of Israel Hulda, which signifies their own habitation, because they separated themselves from his temple. And the kingdom of Judah, Oholibama, which signifies his habitation in her, because of his temple among them in Jerusalem. 23:5. And Hulda committed fornication against me, and doted on her lovers, on the Assyrians that came to her, on the Assyrians, etc. That is, the idols of the Assyrians. For all that is said in this chapter of the fornications of Israel and Judah, is to be understood in a spiritual sense, of their disloyalty to the Lord, by worshipping strange gods. 23:6. Who were clothed with blue, princes, and rulers, beautiful youths, all horsemen, mounted upon horses. 23:7. And she committed her fornications with those chosen men, all sons of the Assyrians. And she defiled herself with the uncleanness of all them on whom she doted. 23:8. Moreover also she did not forsake her fornications which she had committed in Egypt. For they also lay with her in her youth, and they bruised the breasts of her virginity, and poured out their fornication upon her. 23:9. Therefore have I delivered her into the hands of her lovers, into the hands of the sons of the Assyrians, upon whose lust she doted. 23:10. They discovered her disgrace, took away her sons and daughters, and slew her with the sword. And they became infamous women, and they executed judgments in her. 23:11. And when her sister Oholibama saw this, she was mad with lust more than she, and she carried her fornication beyond the fornication of her sister. 23:12. Impudently prostituting herself to the children of the Assyrians, the princes, and rulers that came to her, clothed with divers colors, to the horsemen that rode upon horses, and to young men all of great beauty. 23:13. And I saw that she was defiled, and that they both took one way. 23:14. And she increased her fornications. And when she had seen men painted on the wall, the images of the Chaldeans set forth in colors. 23:15. And girded with girdles about their reins, and with dyed turbans on their heads, the resemblance of all the captains, the likeness of the sons of Babylon, and of the land of the Chaldeans wherein they were born. 23:16. She doted upon them with the lust of her eyes, and she sent messengers to them into Chaldea. 23:17. And when the sons of Babylon were come to her to the bed of love, they defiled her with their fornications, and she was polluted by them, and her soul was glutted with them. 23:18. And she discovered her fornications, and discovered her disgrace. And my soul was alienated from her, as my soul was alienated from her sister. 23:19. For she multiplied her fornications, remembering the days of her youth, in which she played the harlot in the land of Egypt. 23:20. And she was mad with lust after lying with them whose flesh is as the flesh of asses, and whose issue is the issue of horses. 23:21. And thou hast renewed the wickedness of thy youth, when thy breasts were pressed in Egypt, and the paps of thy virginity broken. 23:22. Therefore, Uliba, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I will raise up against thee all thy lovers with whom thy soul hath been glutted, and I will gather them together against thee round about. 23:23. The children of Babylon, and all the Chaldeans, the nobles, and the kings, and princes, all the sons of the Assyrians, beautiful young men, all the captains, and rulers, the princes of princes, and the renowned horsemen. 23:24. And they shall come upon thee well appointed with chariot and wheel, a multitude of people. They shall be armed against thee on every side with breastplate, and buckler, and helmet. And I will set judgment before them, and they shall judge thee by their judgments. 23:25. And I will set my jealousy against thee, which they shall execute upon thee with fury. They shall cut off thy nose and thy ears, and what remains shall fall by the sword. They shall take thy sons, and thy daughters, and thy residue shall be devoured by fire. 23:26. And they shall strip thee of thy garments, and take away the instruments of thy glory. 23:27. And I will put an end to thy wickedness in thee, and thy fornication brought out of the land of Egypt. Neither shalt thou lift up thy eyes to them, nor remember Egypt any more. 23:28. For thus saith the Lord God, behold, I will deliver thee into the hands of them whom thou hatest, into their hands with whom thy soul hath been glutted. 23:29. And they shall deal with thee in hatred, and they shall take away all thy labors, and shall let thee go naked, and full of disgrace, and the disgrace of thy fornication shall be discovered, thy wickedness, and thy fornications. 23:30. They have done these things to thee, because thou hast played the harlot with the nations among which thou wast defiled with their idols. 23:31. Thou hast walked in the way of thy sister, and I will give her cup into thy hand. 23:32. Thus saith the Lord God, thou shalt drink thy sister's cup, deep and wide. Thou shalt behead in derision and scorn, which containeth very much. 23:33. Thou shalt be filled with drunkenness, and sorrow, with the cup of grief and sadness, with the cup of thy sister Samaria. 23:34. And thou shalt drink it, and shalt drink it up even to the dregs, and thou shalt devour the fragments thereof, thou shalt rend thy breasts. Because I have spoken it, saith the Lord God. 23:35. Therefore thus saith the Lord God, because thou hast forgotten me, and hast cast me off behind thy back, bear thou also thy wickedness, and thy fornications. 23:36. And the Lord spoke to me, saying, Son of man, dost thou judge Uliba and Uliba, and dost thou declare to them their wicked deeds? 23:37. Because they have committed adultery, and blood is in their hands, and they have committed fornication with their idols. Moreover also their children, whom they bore to me, they have offered to them to be devoured. 23:38. Yea, and they have done this to me. They polluted my sanctuary on the same day, and profaned my Sabbaths. 23:39. And when they sacrificed their children to their idols, and went into my sanctuary the same day to profane it. They did these things even in the midst of my house. 23:40. They sent four men coming from afar, to whom they had sent a messenger, and behold they came, for whom thou didst wash thyself, and didst paint thy eyes, and waist adorned with women's ornaments. 23:41. Thou sattest on a very fine bed, and the table was decked before thee, whereupon thou didst set my incense, and my ointment. 23:42. And there was in here the voice of a multitude rejoicing, and to some that were brought of the multitude of men, and that came from the desert, they put bracelets on their hands, and beautiful crowns on their heads. 23:43. And I said to her that was worn out in her adulteries, now will this woman still continue in her fornication? 23:44. And they went into her, as to a harlot. So went they in unto Ula, and to Libet, wicked women. 23:45. They therefore are just men. These shall judge them as adulteresses are judged, and as showers of blood are judged, because they are adulteresses, and blood is in their hands. 23:46. For thus saith the Lord God, bring a multitude upon them, and deliver them over to tumult and rapine. 23:47. And let the people stone them with stone, and let them be stabbed with their swords. They shall kill their sons and daughters, and their houses they shall burn with fire. 23:48. And I will take away wickedness out of the land, and all women shall learn not to do according to the wickedness of them. 23:49. And they shall render your wickedness upon you, and you shall bear the sins of your idols. And you shall know that I am the Lord God. Ezekiel chapter 24. Under the parable of a boiling pot is soon the utter destruction of Jerusalem, for which the Jews at Babylon shall not dare to mourn. 24:1. And the word of the Lord came to me in the ninth year, in the tenth month, the tenth day of the month, saying, 24:2. Son of man, write thee the name of this day, on which the king of Babylon hath set himself against Jerusalem today. 24:3. And thou shalt speak by a figure a parable to the provoking house, and say to them, thus saith the Lord God, set on a pot, set it on, I say, and put water in it. 24:4. Heap together into it the pieces thereof, every good piece, the thigh and the shoulder, choice pieces and full of bones. 24:5. Take the fattest of the flock, and lay together piles of bones under it. The seething thereof is boiling hot, and the bones thereof are thoroughly sodden in the midst of it. 24:6. Therefore thus saith the Lord God, woe to the bloody city, to the pot whose rust is in it, and its rust is not gone out of it. Cast it out piece by piece, there hath no lot fallen upon it. 24:7. For her blood is in the midst of her, she hath shed it upon the smooth rock. She hath not shed it upon the ground, that it might be covered with dust. 24:8. And that I might bring my indignation upon her, and take my vengeance, I have shed her blood upon the smooth rock, that it should not be covered. 24:9. Therefore thus saith the Lord God, woe to the bloody city, of which I will make a great bonfire. 24:10. Heap together the bones, which I will burn with fire. The flesh shall be consumed, and the whole composition shall be sodden, and the bones shall be consumed. 24:11. Then set it empty upon burning coals, that it may be hot, and the brass thereof may be melted. And let the filth of it be melted in the midst thereof, and let the rest of it be consumed. 24:12. Great pains have been taken, and the great rust thereof is not gone out, not even by fire. 24:13. Thy uncleanness is execrable, because I desire to cleanse thee, and thou art not cleansed from thy filthiness. Neither shalt thou be cleansed, before I cause my indignation to rest in thee. 24:14. I the Lord have spoken, it shall come to pass, and I will do it. I will not pass by, nor spare, nor be pacified. I will judge thee according to thy ways, and according to thy doings, saith the Lord. 24:15. And the word of the Lord came to me, saying, 24:16. Son of man, behold, I take from thee the desire of thy eyes with a stroke, and thou shalt not lament, nor weep, neither shall thy tears run down. 24:17. Sigh in silence, make no mourning for the dead. Let the tire of thy head be upon thee, and thy shoes on thy feet, and cover not thy face, nor eat the meat of mourners. 24:18. So I spoke to the people in the morning, and my wife died in the evening. and I did in the morning as he had commanded me. 24:19. And the people said to me, Why dost thou not tell us what these things mean that thou dost? 24:20. And I said to them, The word of the Lord came to me, saying, 24:21. Speak to the house of Israel. Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I will profane my sanctuary, the glory of your realm, and the thing that your eyes desire, and for which your soul feareth. Your sons, and your daughters, whom you have left, shall fall by the sword. 24:22. And you shall do as I have done. You shall not cover your faces, nor shall you eat the meat of mourners. 24:23. You shall have crowns on your heads, and shoes on your feet. You shall not lament nor weep, but you shall pine away for your iniquities, and every one shall sigh with his brother. 24:24. And Ezekiel shall be unto you for a sign of things to come. According to all that he hath done, so shall you do, when this shall come to pass. And you shall know that I am the Lord God. 24:25. And thou, O son of man, behold in the day wherein I will take away from them their strength, and the joy of their glory, and the desire of their eyes, upon which their souls rest, their sons and their daughters. 24:26. In the day when he that escapeth shall come to thee, to tell thee. 24:27. In that day, I say, shall thy mouth be open to him that hath escaped, and thou shalt speak, and shalt be silent no more. And thou shalt be unto them for a sign of things to come, and you shall know that I am the Lord. Ezekiel chapter 25. A prophecy against the Ammonites, Moabites, Edomites, and Philistines, for their malice against the Israelites. 25:1. And the word of the Lord came to me, saying, 25:2. Son of man, set thy face against the children of Ammon, and thou shalt prophesy of them. 25:3. And thou shalt say to the children of Ammon, Hear ye the word of the Lord God. Thus saith the Lord God, Because thou hast said, Ha, ha, upon my sanctuary, because it was profaned, and upon the land of Israel, because it was laid waste, and upon the house of Judah, because they are led into captivity. 25:4. Therefore will I deliver thee to the men of the east for an inheritance, and they shall place their sheep oats in thee, and shall set up their tents in thee. They shall eat thy fruits, and they shall drink thy milk. 25:5. And I will make Ramath a stable for camels, and the children of Ammon a couching place for flocks. And you shall know that I am the Lord. Ramath, the capital city of the Ammonites. It was afterwards called Philadelphia. 25:6. For thus saith the Lord God, Because thou hast clapped thy hands and stamped with thy foot, and hast rejoiced with all thy heart against the land of Israel. 25:7. Therefore behold, I will stretch forth my hand upon thee, and will deliver thee to be the spoil of nations, and will cut thee off from among the people, and destroy thee out of the lands, and break thee in pieces. And thou shalt know that I am the Lord. 25:8. Thus saith the Lord God, Because Moab and Seir have said, Behold, the house of Judah is like all other nations. 25:9. Therefore behold, I will open the shoulder of Moab from the cities, from his cities, I say, and his borders, the noble cities of the land of Bethi-Semith, and Bilmian, and Kiriath-Daim. 25:10. To the people of the east with the children of Ammon, and I will give it them for an inheritance, that there may be not more any remembrance of the children of Ammon among the nations. 25:11. And I will execute judgments in Moab, and they shall know that I am the Lord. 25:12. Thus saith the Lord God, Because Edom hath taken vengeance to revenge herself of the children of Judah, and hath greatly offended, and hath sought revenge of them. 25:13. Therefore thus saith the Lord God, I will stretch forth my hand upon Edom, and will take away out of it man and beast, and will make it desolate from the south, and they that are in Dedan shall fall by the sword. 25:14. And I will lay my vengeance upon Edom by the hand of my people, Israel, and they shall do in Edom according to my wrath, and my fury, and they shall know my vengeance, saith the Lord God. 25:15. Thus saith the Lord God, Because the Philistines have taken vengeance, and have revenged themselves with all their mind, destroying and satisfying old enmities. 25:16. Therefore thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I will stretch forth my hand upon the Philistines, and will kill the killers, and will destroy the remnant of the sea coast. 25:17. And I will execute great vengeance upon them, rebuking them in fury. And they shall know that I am the Lord, when I shall lay my vengeance upon them. Ezekiel chapter 26. A prophecy of the destruction of the famous city of Tyre by Nebuchadnezzar. 26:1. And it came to pass in the 11th year, the first day of the month, that the word of the Lord came to me, saying, 26:2. Son of man, because Tyre hath said of Jerusalem, Baha, the gates of the people are broken, she is turned to me. I shall be filled, now she is laid waste. 26:3. Therefore thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I come against thee, O Tyre, and I will cause many nations to come up to thee, as the waves of the sea rise up. 26:4. And they shall break down the walls of Tyre, and destroy the towers thereof. And I will scrape her dust from her, and make her like a smooth rock. 26:5. She shall be a drying place for nets in the midst of the sea, because I have spoken it, saith the Lord God. And she shall be a spoil to the nations. 26:6. Her daughters also that are in the field, shall be slain by the sword. And they shall know that I am the Lord. 26:7. For thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I will bring against Tyre Nebuchadnezzar king of Babylon, the king of kings, from the north, with horses, and chariots, and horsemen, and companies, and much people. 26:8. Thy daughters that are in the field, he shall kill with the sword, and he shall compass thee with forts, and shall cast up a mount round about, and he shall lift up the buckler against thee. 26:9. And he shall set engines of war and battering rams against thy walls, and shall destroy thy towers with his arms. 26:10. By reason of the multitude of his horses, their dust shall cover thee. Thy walls shall shake at the noise of the horsemen, and wheels, and chariots, when they shall go in at thy gates, as by the entrance of a city that is destroyed. 26:11. With the hoofs of his horses he shall tread down all thy streets, thy people he shall kill with the sword, and thy famous statues shall fall to the ground. 26:12. They shall waste thy riches, they shall make a spoil of thy merchandise. And they shall destroy thy walls, and pull down thy fine houses. And they shall lay thy stones and thy timber, and thy dust in the midst of the waters. 26:13. And I will make the multitude of thy songs to cease, and the sound of thy harps shall be heard no more. 26:14. And I will make thee like a naked rock, thou shalt be a drying place for nets, neither shalt thou be built any more. For I have spoken it, saith the Lord God. 26:15. Thus saith the Lord God to Tyre, Shall not the island shake at the sound of thy fall, and the groans of thy slain when they shall be killed in the midst of thee? 26:16. Then all the princes of the sea shall come down from their thrones, and take off their robes, and cast away their broidered garments, and be clothed with astonishment. They shall sit on the ground, and with amazement shall wonder at thy sudden fall. 26:17. And taking up a lamentation over thee, they shall say to thee, How art thou fallen, that dwellest in the sea, renowned city that wastes strong in the sea, with thy inhabitants whom all did dread. 26:18. Now shall the ships be astonished in the day of thy terror, and the islands and the sea shall be troubled because no one cometh out of these. 26:19. For thus saith the Lord God, When I shall make thee a desolate city like the cities that are not inhabited, and shall bring the deep upon thee, and many waters shall cover thee. 26:20. And when I shall bring thee down with those that descend into the pit of the everlasting people, and shall set thee in the lowest parts of the earth, as places desolate of old, with them that are brought down into the pit, that thou be not inhabited. And when I shall give glory in the land of the living. 26:21. I will bring thee to nothing, and thou shalt not be, and if thou be sought for, thou shalt not be found any more forever, saith the Lord God. Ezekiel chapter 27. A description of the glory and riches of Tyre, and of her irrecoverable fall. 27:1. And the word of the Lord came to me, saying, 27:2. Thou therefore, O son of man, take up a lamentation for Tyre. 27:3. And say to Tyre that dwelleth at the entry of the sea, being the mart of the people for many islands. Thus saith the Lord God, O Tyre, thou hast said, I am of perfect beauty. 27:4. And situate in the heart of the sea, thy neighbors, that built thee, have perfected thy beauty. 27:5. With fir trees of Sanir they have built thee with all sea planks. They have taken cedars from Libanus to make thee masts. Sea planks. That is, timber brought by sea to build the city. 27:6. They have cut thy oars out of the oaks of Busan. And they have made thee benches of Indian ivory and cabins with things brought from the islands of Italy. 27:7. Fine broidered linen from Egypt was woven for thy sail, to be spread on thy mast. Blue and purple from the islands of Elisa were made thy covering. 27:8. The inhabitants of Sidon and the Arabians were thy rowers. Thy wise men, O Tyre, were thy pilots. 27:9. The ancients of Jebel and the wise men thereof furnished mariners for the service of thy various furniture. All the ships of the sea and their mariners were thy factors. 27:10. The Persians and Lydians and the Libyans were thy soldiers in thy army. They hung up the buckler and the helmet in thee for thy ornament. 27:11. The men of Arad were with thy army upon thy walls round about. The Pygmies also that were in thy towers hung up their quivers on thy walls round about. They perfected thy beauty. Pygmies, that is, strong and valiant men. In Hebrew, gamadim. 27:12. The Carthaginians, thy merchants, supplied thy fairs with a multitude of all kinds of riches, with silver, iron, tin, and lead. 27:13. Greece, Tubal, and Mesach, they were thy merchants. They brought to thy people slaves and vessels of brass. 27:14. From the house of Thagormath they brought horses, and horsemen, and mules to thy market. 27:15. The men of Dedan were thy merchants. Many islands were the traffic of thy hand, they exchanged for thy prized teeth of ivory and ebony. 27:16. The Syrian was thy merchant. By reason of the multitude of thy works, they set forth precious stories, and purple, and broidered works, and fine linen, and silk, and chadchad in thy market. Chadchad. It is the Hebrew name for some precious stone, but of what kind in particular interpreters are not agreed. 27:17. Judah and the land of Israel, they were thy merchants with the best corn. They set forth balm, and honey, and oil and rosin in thy fairs. 27:18. The men of Damascus were thy merchants in the multitude of thy works, the multitude of divers riches, in rich wine, in wool of the best color. 27:19. Dan, and Greece, and Mosul have set forth in thy marts wrought iron, stacked, and calamus were in thy market. 27:20. The men of Dedan were thy merchants in tapestry for seats. 27:21. Arabia, and all the princes of cedar, they were the merchants of thy hand. Thy merchants came to thee with lambs, and rams, and kids. 27:22. The sellers of Saba, and Rima, they were thy merchants, with all the best spices, and precious stones, and gold, which they set forth in thy market. 27:23. Haran, and Chin, and Eden were thy merchants. Saba, Asher, and Chalmad sold to thee. 27:24. They were thy merchants in divers manners, with bales of blue cloth, and of embroidered work, and of precious riches, which were wrapped up and bound with cords. They had cedars also in thy merchandise. 27:25. The ships of the sea were thy chief in thy merchandise. And thou wast replenished, and glorified exceedingly in the heart of the sea. 27:26. Thy rowers have brought thee into great waters. The south wind hath broken thee in the heart of the sea. 27:27. Thy riches, and thy treasures, and thy manifold furniture, thy mariners, and thy pilots, who kept thy goods, and were chief over thy people. Thy men of war also, that were in thee, with all thy multitude that is in the midst of thee, shall fall in the heart of the sea in the day of thy ruin. 27:28. Thy fleets shall be troubled at the sound of the cry of thy pilots. 27:29. And all that handle the oars shall come down from their ships. The mariners, and all the pilots of the sea shall stand upon the land. 27:30. And they shall mourn over thee with a loud voice and shall cry bitterly. And they shall cast up dust upon their heads and shall be sprinkled with ashes. 27:31. And they shall shave themselves bald for thee, and shall be girded with hair cloth. And they shall weep for thee with bitterness of soul, with most bitter weeping. 27:32. And they shall take up a mournful song for thee, and shall lament thee. What city is like Tyre, which is become silent in the midst of the sea? 27:33, which by thy merchandise that went from thee by sea didst fill many people, which by the multitude of thy riches, and of thy people didst enrich the kings of the earth. 27:34. Now thou art destroyed by the sea, thy riches are in the bottom of the waters, and all the multitude that was in the midst of thee is fallen. 27:35. All the inhabitants of the islands are astonished at thee, and all their kings being struck with the storm have changed their countenance. 27:36. The merchants of people have hissed at thee. Thou art brought to nothing, and thou shalt never be any more. Ezekiel chapter 28. The king of Tyre, who affected to be like to God, shall fall under the like sentence with Lucifer. The judgment of Sidon. The restoration of Israel. 28:1. And the word of the Lord came to me, saying, 28:2. Son of man, say to the prince of Tyre, thus saith the Lord God, because thy heart is lifted up, and thou hast said, I am God, and I sit in the chair of God in the heart of the sea, whereas thou art a man, and not God, and hast set thy heart as if it were the heart of God. 28:3. Behold, thou art wiser than Daniel. No secret is hid from thee. Thou art wiser than Daniel, viz., in thy own conceit. The wisdom of Daniel was so much celebrated in his days, that it became a proverb amongst the Chaldeans, when anyone would express an extraordinary wisdom, to say he was as wise as Daniel. 28:4. In thy wisdom and thy understanding thou hast made thyself strong, and hast gotten gold and silver into thy treasures. 28:5. By the greatness of thy wisdom, and by thy traffic thou hast increased thy strength, and thy heart is lifted up with thy strength. 28:6. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, because thy heart is lifted up as the heart of God. 28:7. Therefore behold, I will bring upon thee strangers, the strongest of the nations, and they shall draw their swords against the beauty of thy wisdom, and they shall defile thy beauty. 28:8. They shall kill thee, and bring thee down, and thou shalt die the death of them that are slain in the heart of the sea. 28:9. Wilt thou yet say before them that slay thee, I am God, whereas thou art a man, and not God, in the hand of them that slay thee. 28:10. Thou shalt die the death of the uncircumcised by the hand of strangers. For I have spoken it, saith the Lord God. 28:11. And the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, take up a lamentation upon the king of Tyre. 28:12. And say to him, thus saith the Lord God, thou weighest a seal of resemblance, full of wisdom, and perfect in beauty. Thou weighest a seal of resemblance. The king of Tyre, by his dignity and his natural perfections, bore in himself a certain resemblance to God, by reason of which he might be called the seal of resemblance, etc. But what is here said to him is commonly understood of Lucifer, the king over all the children of pride. 28:13. Thou weighest in the pleasures of the paradise of God. Every precious stone was thy covering. The sardius, the topaz, and the jasper, the chrysolite, and the onyx, and the beryl, the sapphire, and the carbuncle, and the emerald. Gold the work of thy beauty, and thy pipes were prepared in the day that thou wast created. 28:14. Thou a cherub stretched out, and protecting, and I set thee in the holy mountain of God, thou hast walked in the midst of the stones of fire. A cherub stretched out, that is, thy wings extended. This alludes to the figure of the cherubims in the sanctuary, which with stretched out wings covered the ark d'abid, the stones of fire. That is, bright and precious stones which sparkle like fire. 28:15. Thou wast perfect in thy ways from the day of thy creation, until iniquity was found in thee. 28:16. By the multitude of thy merchandise, thy inner parts were filled with iniquity, and thou hast sinned. And I cast thee out from the mountain of God, and destroyed thee, O covering cherub, out of the midst of the stones of fire. 28:17. And thy heart was lifted up with thy beauty. Thou hast lost thy wisdom in thy beauty, I have cast thee to the ground. I have set thee before the face of kings, that they might behold thee. 28:18. Thou hast defiled thy sanctuaries by the multitude of thy iniquities, and by the iniquity of thy traffic. Therefore I will bring forth a fire from the midst of thee, to devour thee, and I will make thee as ashes upon the earth in the sight of all that see thee. 28:19. All that shall see thee among the nations, shall be astonished at thee. Thou art brought to nothing, and thou shalt never be any more. 28:20. And the word of the Lord came to me, saying, 28:21. Son of man, set thy face against Sidon, and thou shalt prophesy of it. 28:22. And shalt say, Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I come against thee, Sidon, and I will be glorified in the midst of thee, and they shall know that I am the Lord, when I shall execute judgments in her, and shall be sanctified in her. 28:23. And I will send into her pestilence, and blood in her streets, and they shall fall being slain by the sword on all sides in the midst thereof, and they shall know that I am the Lord. 28:24. And the house of Israel shall have no more a stumbling block of bitterness, nor a thorn causing pain on every side round about them, of them that are against them, and they shall know that I am the Lord God. 28:25. Thus saith the Lord God, When I shall have gathered together the house of Israel out of the people among whom they are scattered, I will be sanctified in them before the Gentiles, and they shall dwell in their own land, which I gave to my servant Jacob. 28:26. And they shall dwell therein secure, and they shall build houses, and shall plant vineyards, and shall dwell with confidence, when I shall have executed judgments upon all that are their enemies round about. And they shall know that I am the Lord their God. Ezekiel chapter 29. The king of Egypt shall be overthrown, and his kingdom wasted. It shall be given to Nebuchadnezzar for his service against Tyre. 29:1. In the 10th year, the 10th month, the 11th day of the month, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, 29:2. Son of man, set thy face against Pharaoh king of Egypt, and thou shalt prophesy of him, and of all Egypt. 29:3. Speak, and say, Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I come against thee, Pharaoh king of Egypt, thou great dragon that lest in the midst of thy rivers, and sighest, The river is mine, and I made myself. 29:4. But I will put a bridle in thy jaws, and I will cause the fish of thy rivers to stick to thy scales, and I will draw thee out of the midst of thy rivers, and all thy fish shall stick to thy scales. 29:5. And I will cast thee forth into the desert, and all the fish of thy river. Thou shalt fall upon the face of the earth, thou shalt not be taken up, nor gathered together. I have given thee for meat to the beasts of the earth, and to the fowls of the air. 29:6. And all the inhabitants of Egypt shall know that I am the Lord, because thou hast been a staff of a reed to the house of Israel. 29:7. When they took hold of thee with the hand thou didst break, and rent all their shoulder, and when they leaned upon thee, thou brokest, and weakness all their loins. 29:8. Therefore thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I will bring the sword upon thee, and cut off man and beast out of thee. 29:9. And the land of Egypt shall become a desert, and a wilderness. And they shall know that I am the Lord, because thou hast said, The river is mine, and I made it. 29:10. Therefore, behold, I come against thee, and thy rivers. And I will make the land of Egypt utterly desolate, and wasted by the sword, from the tower of Sin, even to the borders of Ethiopia. 29:11. The foot of man shall not pass through it, neither shall the foot of beasts go through it, nor shall it be inhabited during 40 years. 29:12. And I will make the land of Egypt desolate in the midst of the lands that are desolate, and the cities thereof in the midst of the sites that are destroyed, and they shall be desolate for 40 years. And I will scatter the Egyptians among the nations, and will disperse them through the countries. 29:13. For thus saith the Lord God, At the end of 40 years I will gather the Egyptians from the people among whom they had been scattered. 29:14. And I will bring back the captivity of Egypt, and will place them in the land of fetters, in the land of their nativity, and they shall be their low kingdom. 29:15. It shall be the lowest among other kingdoms, and it shall not more be exalted over the nations, and I will diminish them that they shall rule not more over the nations. 29:16. And they shall be no more a confidence to the house of Israel, teaching iniquity, that they may flee, and follow them. And they shall know that I am the Lord God. 29:17. And it came to pass in the 27th year in the first month, in the first of the month, that the word of the Lord came to me, saying, 29:18. Son of man, Nebuchadnezzar king of Babylon hath made his army to undergo hard service against Tyre. Every head was made bald, and every shoulder was peeled, and there hath been no reward given him, nor his army for Tyre, for the service that he rendered me against it. 29:19. Therefore thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I will set Nebuchadnezzar the king of Babylon in the land of Egypt, and he shall take her multitude, and take the booty thereof for a prey, and rifle the spoils thereof, and it shall be wages for his army. 29:20. And for the service that he hath done me against it, I have given him the land of Egypt, because he hath labored for me, saith the Lord God. 29:21. In the day horn shall bud forth to the house of Israel, and I will give thee an open mouth in the midst of them, and they shall know that I am the Lord. Ezekiel chapter 30. The desolation of Egypt and her helpers. All her cities shall be wasted. 30:1. And the word of the Lord came to me, saying, 30:2. Son of man, prophesy, and say, Thus saith the Lord God, How ye, woe to the day. 30:3. For the day is near, yea, the day of the Lord is near, a cloudy day, it shall be the time of the nations. 30:4. And the sword shall come upon Egypt, and there shall be dread in Ethiopia, when the wounded shall fall in Egypt, and the multitude thereof shall be taken away, and the foundations thereof shall be destroyed. 30:5. Ethiopia, and Libya, and Lydia, and all the rest of the crowd, and Chub, and the children of the land of the covenant, shall fall with them by the sword. 30:6. Thus saith the Lord God, They also that uphold Egypt shall fall, and the pride of her empire shall be brought down. From the tower of Sin shall they fall in it by the sword, saith the Lord the God of hosts. 30:7. And they shall be desolate in the midst of the lands that are desolate, and the cities thereof shall be in the midst of the cities that are wasted. 30:8. And they shall know that I am the Lord, when I shall have set a fire in Egypt, and all the helpers thereof shall be destroyed. 30:9. In that day shall messengers go forth from my face in ships to destroy the confidence of Ethiopia, and there shall be dread among them in the day of Egypt, because it shall certainly come. 30:10. Thus saith the Lord God, I will make the multitude of Egypt to cease by the hand of Nebuchadnezzar the king of Babylon. 30:11. He and his people with him, the strongest of nations, shall be brought to destroy the land, and they shall draw their swords upon Egypt, and shall fill the land with the slain. 30:12. And I will make the channels of the rivers dry, and will deliver the land into the hand of the wicked, and will lay waste the land and all that is therein by the hands of strangers. I the Lord have spoken it. 30:13. Thus saith the Lord God, I will also destroy the idols, and I will make an end of the idols of Memphis, and there shall be no more a prince of the land of Egypt, and I will cause a terror in the land of Egypt. 30:14. And I will destroy the land of fetchers, and will make a fire in Taphnis, and will execute judgments in Alexandria. Alexandria, in the Hebrew, no, which was the ancient name of that city, which was afterwards rebuilt by Alexander the Great, and from his name called Alexandria. 30:15. And I will pour out my indignation upon Pelusium the strength of Egypt, and will cut off the multitude of Alexandria. 30:16. And I will make a fire in Egypt. Pelusium shall be in pain like a woman in labor, and Alexandria shall be laid waste, and in Memphis there shall be daily distresses. 30:17. The young men of Heliopolis, and of Bubastis shall fall by the sword, and they themselves shall go into captivity. 30:18. And in Taphnis the day shall be darkened, when I shall break there the scepters of Egypt, and the pride of her power shall cease in her. A cloud shall cover her, and her daughters shall be led into captivity. 30:19. And I will execute judgments in Egypt, and they shall know that I am the Lord. 30:20. And it came to pass in the 11th year, in the first month, in the 7th day of the month, that the word of the Lord came me, saying, 30:21. Son of man, I have broken the arm of Pharaoh king of Egypt, and behold it is not bound up, to be healed, to be tied up with clothes, and swathed with linen, that it might recover strength, and hold the sword. 30:22. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I come against Pharaoh king of Egypt, and I will break into pieces his strong arm, which is already broken, and I will cause the sword to fall out of his hand. 30:23. And I will disperse Egypt among the nations, and scatter them through the countries. 30:24. And I will strengthen the arms of the king of Babylon, and will put my sword in his hand. And I will break the arms of Pharaoh, and they shall groan bitterly, being slain before his face. 30:25. And I will strengthen the arms of the king of Babylon, and the arms of Pharaoh shall fall, and they shall know that I am the Lord, when I shall have given my sword into the hand of the king of Babylon, and he shall have stretched it forth upon the land of Egypt. 30:26. And I will disperse Egypt among the nations, and will scatter them through the countries, and they shall know that I am the Lord,